And welcome back to Purple Passion. Our Twitter question here in this segment comes from at Let's Be Honest, a little play on words because it's time to be honest. The question is, do you think Coach John Harbaugh should start Tyrod Taylor on road games? And we know Joe Flacco's had some trouble on the road. Maybe a little drastic.
That's
a lot of drastic. Yeah, come on. First of all, as far as just the prep work during the week of practice, Joe's getting the majority of the reps, and he has the game plan down. It's tailored towards Joe, not towards Tyrod.
Sure.
Tyrod brings a different skill set to the game. I respect the heck out of Tyrod's game, but no.
Do you think we'll see maybe a little more Tyrod at the end of the year if they have the Ravens have something wrapped up at that point, a position in the playoffs?
I can't imagine you would – well, no, of course not. You want to keep going with the momentum.
Right.
Joe has a lot of things to work on offensively. He still have a lot of things that they need to seal up and be able to be more consistent about.
You know, first seed, try to get – you know, right. There's a lot of things they're going to be fighting for down the end, so no.
Not the time to get playoff time or some playing time for your backup quarterback. Let's go around the division, a couple of good games here. Maybe not. Maybe I spoke too quick. Cleveland and Oakland, a couple of 3-8 teams. They're in the division, so we'll talk about them.
I think Cleveland, you know, is a team that, from a talent standpoint, every time you turn on the TV, I mean, they're making plays, but then they have about 10 boneheaded plays that kind of sets them back. I think it's just whether or not they can play consistent enough. Brandon Whedon has surprised me as he's gotten better, but I think he's actually dealing with a concussion. We'll see how, you know, it works out for him.
They can run the football and
good offensive line, good left tackle, good center, good running back. You know, Cleveland, I think they're an up-and-coming team right now.
Can they get a road win this week in Oakland? Not an easy place to win.
No, no, they
can't. Even a 3-8 for the
Raiders. Even with this team, that the Raiders that they are this year is just – they're pathetic right now. So, yes, they can get it. Browns, like you said, they create turnovers. They just can't finish.
Yeah. How about the Bengals? They go into San Diego, also out west. Cincinnati playing for a playoff position. Right now, they're right there, that final spot, 6-5. Can they go out there, what the Ravens did last week, and win against the Chargers on the road?
Go San Diego Chargers. Nothing like getting another L in the division and helping out the Ravens. I like Cincinnati, but go Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for the Chargers, but I think Cincinnati's been playing some really good defense this year. Underrated, I think. They're going to go out there and get it.
Well, you wondered if San Diego was on the ropes after 4th-and-29. They may just be done.
They're going to be folded up. Ben Jarvis Green has been showing up the last 3 weeks. That's what
they've been at the facility. They've been at the beach hanging out.
Hey, it's nice weather out there. You can't lie about that. That was a nice trip. Ravens Steelers round two. This is a big one at home. Can the Ravens sweep the Steelers? They got that win in Pittsburgh 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a game for the Ravens. They're obviously back home. They should take care of business. Turnovers is the only way that they could probably lose this game, the way I see it.
Yeah, I looked at the first game, and there were some plays to be had in a running game that weren't materialized. At the same time, defensively, I thought the defense really showed up, especially in the red zone. It'll be interesting to see what Charlie Batch brings to the table. I know people are talking about Ben Roethlisberger, but this is Charlie Batch's game. And Jonathan Dwyer, I think he really had a strong game against the Ravens. Boy, we'll probably see a lot more of him this Sunday.
We should see a lot less turnovers. Pittsburgh had 8 turnovers last week. All the running backs put on the ground, interceptions. It was a mess.
Yeah, they're a mess. They don't know what's happening at quarterback. Our defense played well against them in Pittsburgh last time. They're coming here, obviously. Our offense plays a lot better at home. Thank goodness we're home. I think we're going to, you know, like you said, Kyle, unless there's turnovers, I think we should go ahead and get this done.
Paul Kruger.
Yeah. Paul Kruger should tear up that left tackle.
6 sacks, by the way, last week for this Ravens defense. Putting pressure on Charlie Batch could be huge.
Yeah, I think the one thing, when you looked at the schedule in the beginning of the year, talking about Pittsburgh, then San Diego, and now Pittsburgh, and an opportunity to go 3-0 in that game, or that three-game span, I think that really says a lot to John Harbaugh and having this team focus in the way he has had them.
Yeah, obviously, too. Ben Roethlisberger on Wednesday was 50-50. Thursday kind of downgraded a little bit. He wants to be out there. This team is much better with him on the field, maybe even at 80%. I don't know if he's going to play. How much does that factor into it?
It factors in greatly. I think he changes the game. He changes the dynamic of the game. He's not a pocket passer. He's a guy who's going to extend plays. And right now, their rhythm of getting the ball out of his hands quickly, of converting on third downs, all those were his strengths. When that's not there, you see the 8 fumbles that occur in the game against the Cleveland Browns because you don't have your leader out there.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, too. I mean, we've seen his nose point to the sideline and still get out there and throw throw as many touchdowns as anybody else.
He has the flair for the dramatic. Well, we just talked about the Tyrod Taylor situation here as a backup quarterback. I mean, a backup quarterback could be huge. And in Pittsburgh right now, they lose the two games without Ben. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, I think they have 11 turnovers in those two games.
Yeah.
They have less than that. I think 9 in all the other games this season. You know, I mean, not having a backup is really hurting Pittsburgh.
You know what's interesting is they're not developing young backups in Pittsburgh. It's a bunch of old guys, and I don't know why that is, but they certainly have to start working towards the future because Ben is getting beaten up, and he's getting up there, Jay.
And those turnovers, a lot of those were fumbles, if I'm not mistaken, by the running backs. That's those guys not helping their quarterback out. When you got your starting QB out, you got your backup. Everybody else around him has got to pick it up, so that's not all Charlie Batch's fault. So.
That's true. All right, Sunday right here in Baltimore. We'll take a break. When we get back, some predictions. Ravens Steelers coming up after the break.